Good morning. You're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Kermit Baker, a Harvard economist who tracks both the commercial and the remodel markets. Kermit, how you doing?
I'm doing well, Kemp. Thank you very much.
It's good to talk to you. I want to talk to you about this architectural billing index. It actually dipped a bit in February after a pretty strong January, so it went to 50.3 from 55.3. Tell us what you think about that.
Well, you know, those numbers jump around a fair amount, particularly over the winter. It's hard to get a true reading, but I think the best way to look at it is kind of as you suggested, is what's the trend line, what's the average, you know, ended the year a little bit weak, bump unexpectedly in January, and then kind of just sort of flattened out in February. So I think they're signifying some pretty healthy activity at architecture firms. New work continues to come into firms, design contracts, new contracts that they're signing, as well as inquiries for future projects are all pretty healthy. So I don't think there's any significant signs of weakness there yet.
All right, so no cause for concern. Matter of fact, one of the sub-factors that you tracked is project inquiries, and it was 59.8. So this might just be a little brief anomaly here, and it may continue to track in a positive manner, right?
I think that's right. We look at the pieces, too. So they were positive for all regions of the country. They were positive for all the major construction sectors. So I think balance is still looking pretty encouraging here. So, you know, we'll be watching the numbers closely, but I don't think there's any signs for concern yet.
Yeah, I know you look at it both geographically and also by sector, and it looks like the South is still very strong, interestingly enough, even though most of the cranes are up in the New York and Boston area, right?
You know, the South has really been, you know, driving the numbers for a while now. So, yeah, you're right. There's pockets in other parts of the country, but I think the South is pretty strong all the way through the South Central over to the South Atlantic. I think it's pretty uniform in terms of the, you know, solid activity through that region.
Yeah. I noticed in the paper this morning, Wall Street Journal said they're going to start taxing cars that go into Manhattan, $11 a day. So that could affect their crest they've been riding.
I think that's right, and I think other cities are talking about that too. They've tried it in Europe. London's had one for quite a while. You know, I think it's kind of mixed results, but I think it does encourage folks to look into alternative transportation, which can be a plus.
Okay, so let's also look at LIRA, the leading indicator of remodel activity. You also study that, and that hasn't been such a pretty picture, at least the last couple of reports I've seen from you, so tell us about that.
Well, the remodeling market, unlike the commercial construction market, tends to come a little earlier in the cycle. You know, we're more concerned about that. New residential construction activity has been pretty weak for the last few quarters now. You know, remodeling activity has remained pretty strong, and part of the reason is, I think, to some extent, we're fixing up older homes rather than building new ones, so a little bit of activity there. But as you suggest, it looks like things are starting to settle back a little bit. We've seen, you know, really 6, 7, 8% growth in remodeling activity for the last 6 or 8 years. So good solid run. Looks like we're going to slow down this year to closer to mid-single digit, 4-5%. You know, I think that's healthy, but I think we are on the downside of this cycle. I think we're going to see slower growth moving forward. You know, I think the strong days for this cycle are probably behind us. So as we say, we'll see what happens, but it looks like we're going to see growth more in the low to mid-single digit range for the next year or two.
All right, let's have a little empathy for my listeners. You know, they're in the flooring business, and they're trying to decide what's going to happen in 19 and whether maybe they should build inventory or should they hire salespeople or keep the number of salespeople. So your outlook for 19 for the folks in the flooring business, GDP is going to be off about a point. It was about 3.1 on average last year, and they're calling for just over 2 this year. Do you agree with that?
I think the economy is on a slowdown. You know, we've heard the Federal Reserve Board declare that they think they're going to stop tightening now. They're going to move to an easing cycle. So I think they feel that, you know, growth for this cycle has crested and it'll be slowing down. I don't think, or very few, have a very dire prospects for the economy. But, you know, I think 19 will be a softer year. 20 will probably be a little bit softer than 19. Hopefully we can avoid a recession, or at least a serious recession. But like I say, I think a little bit of catch our breath is in order before we start accelerating again, particularly on the residential side.
You know, not to focus on today, because I know it rides up and down, but actually, this, you know, stock market in the first quarter, you know, stock market being a leading indicator, it recovered a lot of that loss we saw in December. So that's a positive point.
Yeah, I think December caught everyone's attention, and volatility is still with us, and I think that's the takeaway from it. But certainly the market's been very strong. You know, we've seen some easing in long-term interest rates. That can be a plus in terms of helping folks qualify for homes, you know, make homes more affordable. But it usually signifies that investment demand is starting to slow down a little bit, and folks are seeing the economy slow in the coming quarters.
You know, we lost part of our dashboard with the government being shut down in January. What was the final take on retail sales for the Christmas season and everything?
They were weak. They did come back a little bit earlier in the year, but I think the end of the year was, as best we can tell, weaker than expected. Now, there's always the question, as you raise, Kemp, is that were they actually measured accurately or not, given that the government was shut down. But as best we can tell now, it was kind of a bad holiday season, but looks like we're starting the year on a reasonably healthy note.
Mm-hmm. And for as far as new construction, you say builder sentiment is still kind of weak and kind of in a wait-and-see mode? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I mean, the problem with home building is, would we get to about a 1.25 million starts last year, and looks like this year and next probably won't go over 1.3. That's well below the trend we should be at. We and a lot of other folks think that, you know, long-term demand is really more in the 1.5 to 1.6 million units a year. And we haven't gotten anywhere near that for a decade now. So, you know, there are some structural issues that we're dealing with here. And like I said, it looks like we're not going to get back to that trend line for this cycle. We'll wait for the next one and see if we can catch up some lost ground there.
What's holding us back? Is it because of the Europe and our trading partners being off?
I think that's number one on the list. You know, number two on the list is that, you know, banks are still a little nervous about, still pretty tight in terms of qualifications for new mortgages. And number three is just fundamental affordability. Just it's very expensive to build homes, and a lot of households can't afford them, particularly, you know, younger millennials that are still kind of regaining their footing coming out of the last recession. So I think kind of the perfect storm there of factors coming together that's holding back more production. Like I said, we've got to see it somehow sometime, because we're just creating enough new households that need housing. But looks like this cycle isn't going to get us back all the way yet.
Yeah, and the mix, let's talk about that, multifamily versus single family. I mean, it's been kind of out of whack, and we've been building too many apartments. So that's going to correct in 19, isn't it?
Yeah, too many apartments, I think, kind of, it depends on your perspective, Kemp. I mean, the home ownership rate went from 69% down to 63% and starting to claw back out there. So there clearly was a big surge in households deciding to rent. The ones that they built were a little more expensive than a lot could afford, but now we're starting to see the home ownership numbers come back up again. We're going to see more single family construction. I think that'll be the stronger segment moving forward, but certainly has been multi that's captured the bulk of the growth over the last several years.
All right, last question. When are we going to see two consecutive quarters of negative growth?
Looks like the weakest period for this cycle is going to be, I'm going to say, latter part of 2020, early 2021, fourth quarter 2020, first quarter 21. Will it be two quarters of negative growth? I think too early to tell, but I think that will be the low point for this cycle at least.
Okay, well, you can't get reelected as president if you've got a bad economy, so
it's going to be an issue. I think it will be an issue.
That's right. Okay, Kermit, great to talk to you. Again, been talking to Kermit Baker, a Harvard economist, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloridaDaily.net.